I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Hello and happy Monday. Thanks so much for joining me today. It's a beautiful day in Vancouver. It seems like, at least for the time being, spring is here. So I'm super excited about that. And I hope that you're having a fabulous start to your week. Before I introduce today's wonderful, amazing guest, I just want to let you know that the 2012 Wellness Show is coming up February 17th, 18th, and 19th. And that's going to be at the Vancouver Convention Center under the sales, the East Building. And it's, you can go to thewellnessshow.com. But next week, I'm going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see the show for free and possibly a book as well. So if you are going to be available to come to UBC to pick up your prize, be sure to tune in next week when we're going to be talking with Cindy Liu. She's the author of The Four-Man Plan. So if you're single, tune in next week. And also, if you're wanting to get a free pair of tickets to the Wellness Show coming up February 17th, 18th, and 19th, please do tune in next week because I only have one pair of tickets to give away. So I wanted to give you some advanced notice so you're ready for that. And this is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and you may be listening in Vancouver on 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And today I'm going to introduce our guest, Mal Duane. She is the author of Alpha Chick, 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. Now, Mal has had quite an interesting life and some might say a charmed life on the surface, but there was a lot going on under the surface that led to a lot of issues with alcoholism and self-esteem and so many things that many people deal with, and it takes decades and sometimes their entire lives to sort through all of this. So I'm so thankful that Mal has written this book, and welcome to the show, Mal.
Oh, Marie, thank you so much. I am honored to be here today with you and with your listeners.
Thank you. Well, I'm really excited because I want to pick your brain about all of this and the 5 steps and all of that. So let's share a little bit of your backstory. Now, you were a model. You had this beautiful life on the surface, but underneath there was a lot of self-worth and other problems happening. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. I started drinking at the age of 16 because I didn't have any self-esteem. And it made me feel better about myself. But I was 6 feet tall, I weighed 100 pounds, and I was subject to a lot of bullying. But as I got into my late teens and early 20s, I started modeling. People thought, oh, gee, how exciting, and meeting all these famous people. But I still had such self-loathing. No self-esteem, now building up a track record of failed relationships, and just progressing on this path of self-destruction. And this went on, sadly, for 25 years. I went through a failed marriage and more relationships, and then I finally came to a point, Marie, where I felt I didn't have any choice. There were no other options available to me, and I was really looking at death as the solution to my pain. And at that very, very dark moment is when I heard a voice I had never heard before that came through in my mind as a very pronounced thought. And it told me I would be okay, that my life would be all right, that I would survive, I had lessons to learn, and when I mastered these lessons, I would then need to go and teach others. And that's why I've written the book.
Well, thank you so much for following through with that, because I, you know, so many times people pray or whatever, and I do want to ask you, what do you think that voice was? But before we get into that, so many times people will pray for a solution and say, if I could just get through this moment or this whatever the situation is, I will make changes in my life and I'll do better and help people. And then they don't follow through. So what was it that helped you to get well and then continue and do what you needed to do for others?
Well, first, I recognized that this voice was divine guidance. And I had not been a religious person, even though being raised as a Catholic, I had no connection to the practice of the religion. I didn't go to church on Sundays. I felt it was very guilt-oriented, and I just did not get connected to it. However, there was a small element of spirituality kind of floating around in this alcohol haze that I, you know, lived my life in. And so when I heard this voice, I knew that this was a spiritual awakening. I recognized that something extremely powerful was going on and that it was a form of divine guidance. And depending on your personal belief, it could be God. It could be a higher power. It could be the universe. It could be Mother Universe. Whatever you believe in that is the source of universal energy and everything that's happening out there, that's what I felt was talking to me at that point. And I progressed slowly. I realized I had to deal with my addiction. This was, you know, not only hurting me mentally, but emotionally and physically as well. So I dealt with that first by getting involved in AA and doing all the things that someone should do to start the path of recovery. But I also started to embrace my connection to this voice. And I really started to become very involved in the spiritual aspect of what was happening in my life. And that also helped me to stay on course because I started praying regularly. I started meditating regularly. I started journaling. And as I did these things, this guidance kept coming and giving me direction. I was so willing to follow because my life had been such a train wreck and just one sad episode after another, that to have the option to make these choices and start to take positive action steps in my own life, where every day I felt a little better, I started to feel a little better about myself. I knew that I was getting the right guidance. I knew I was on the right path.
Beautifully, beautifully said. Thank you so much, Mal. And I want to take a step back to the point before you heard this voice, while you were still struggling and having this fabulous, exciting life on the surface, and yet feeling alone and empty inside, because I think so many of us, especially as women, I can only speak from my experience as a woman, I don't know how it is for men, but I highlighted in the book, page 49, you had just broken up with the first love of your life. Yes. And you write, I put the responsibility for the breakup entirely on some failure of mine and assumed that it was all my fault. It was exactly the same way I'd felt as a young girl when my father would come home drunk. Mm-hmm. Explain to me why so many of us do this to ourselves. We see the relationship failures in our life and we take them on. And rather than accepting that, you know, everyone plays their part, we either tend to blame the other person entirely or take it on and internalize it and make it about some kind of wrongness inside of us?
Well, sadly, I think part of it is social structure. It's the way women are raised. But the situation is changing out there. There's a shift going on. But I was raised, and my mother was raised, you didn't voice what was not good in your life or you weren't satisfied with or upsets or whatever. You didn't talk about these things. They weren't spoken about. And here I was, a young woman, completely brokenhearted, and I had a very hard time talking to my mother or friends. I tried to. My mother just didn't get it. It was like, she just said, get over it. But her wisdom made sense to me later in life, which we can talk about later. But so because of that low self-esteem, I just assumed, well, I did something wrong. I wasn't more attractive enough. He met somebody better than me. All of these things that only made me feel worse about myself, and it's something that women do to themselves. And I responded the same way as a child, thinking that I was driving my father away from me. What did I do to make him do that? And now today, I understand fully. I did nothing. It had nothing to do with me. And that's what women need to learn. When somebody does something in a relationship, it's because that person wants to do it. It has nothing to do with what we are all about. But we make it all about us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge lesson.
It is, and I'm wondering if part of that comes from our need to control, because we can't control someone else's issues. But if we can, even though it's negative and it's hurtful to ourselves, if we can find a way to blame it on ourselves, then it becomes our control in that situation.
You know, that's a very interesting take on this situation. And you know what? I have not looked at it that way, but I think it's a very smart interpretation. I think that could apply to many women. I think there's two things out there. It could be the control, or it could be that just such low self-esteem and no self-worth that you know that that person left you because you weren't any good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and you're here to change that thought pattern.
Yeah.
With Alpha Chick, yeah. Because you have the five steps of the Alpha Chick process, which we are going to talk about coming up soon, because I want to talk about how we can empower ourselves to take on the world and to heal ourselves and to help heal other women and other people in general. Is there anything that you want to add about your past and how it kind of brought you to this place before we move on to all the good, wonderful, fun stuff?
Yes. Do you know, I thought about this the other day, and I am thankful that I'm an alcoholic, because if I was not an alcoholic, I would never have written this book. I never would have met my husband. I never would have healed all this stuff that was going on. Now, I did have addiction, but I had a lot of other things going on, too. And I would not have recognized this self-esteem, this self-hatred, if I had not been driven to that low point. So I am thankful that all of this happened in my life, because it brought me to this point of awareness where I can now share this lesson.
Well, thank goodness for that. I mean, the struggles are so challenging to deal with, and when you're in the middle of it, and you know, that dark night of the soul where you're contemplating ending it all, it's certainly not a fun place to be. But looking back, it's so wonderful to be able to see how all of those supposed mistakes have just led you to exactly where you need to be right now.
Yes. My pain taught me how to transform my life. And that's what I want women to understand. There are lessons in all of this. and to look for the light in these situations that we've gone through. They are here to teach us something. These things happened to help us discover who we are and what our purpose is on this earth. And I know when you're standing in the thick of suffering and emotional pain, it's hard to grasp onto that. But suffering and emotional pain is because we are resisting what has happened. And if we can let go of that resistance, the pain dissipates very quickly.
Now, was the alcoholism an attempt at letting go, or was that something different?
The alcoholism was a coping mechanism for me. It gave me, that drinking gave me a false sense of who I was. And it gave me false courage and false belief, but it only worked for a period of time. As with any substance that we can latch onto, and today I think with women you see a lot of food, you see alcohol, you see pills. These things only work for a period of time. They're only a Band-Aid for a while, and then it doesn't work anymore. And we're still feeling pretty awful about ourselves and still doing the food, the pills, or the liquor. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't work. And that's when we get into real trouble.
And also, you know, I don't know how much I've talked about this on my show before, but I've struggled with weight issues my whole life, and I've been fairly good as far as not being addicted to substances, but I worked really hard to lose a bunch of weight quite a few years ago, and it was sort of like your journey of the ugly duckling, and then men started noticing you, and you started modeling, and you were getting all of this attention, and it felt really good on the surface. But for me, when there were a few things going on, I kind of felt resentful at the same time, because I was still a wonderful person when I was fat.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm getting all this attention, and men are asking me out and wanting to be with me. And I kind of felt like, well, where were you before?
Yes. Isn't that tragic?
Mm-hmm.
When you come to that realization? And I had the same thing happen to me. People that wouldn't even give me the time of day when I was in my teens and a skinny kid and flat-chested and, you know, braces on the teeth and the ears stick out, and I was so painfully thin, it was really awful. I looked like maybe I had an eating disorder, but I didn't. Mm. I was just so tall. And it's awful when you think, then these people come out of nowhere, and because you're looking good to them now,
mm-hmm.
they all of a sudden want to be friends with you, and they want to associate with you.
Mm-hmm. And at the, I mean, from a point of self-esteem, for me, part of me felt like, who the hell do you think you are that now you can give me the time of day? Because I've always been this wonderful person inside. You were just too stupid and blind to see it. So there was that one aspect of that value of myself, and knowing that inside I was always this special, wonderful person. And at the same time, there's always that need and that desire to be accepted. And I think that's where part of the esteem kind of drops. How was that for you?
Well, God bless you. You felt good about yourself. I didn't. Mm. So even though, you know, I was in magazines and doing TV commercials and running around with very, very famous men, I still didn't feel good about myself.
Mm.
It didn't help me. I was still an empty shell. I was emotionally not available.
And I've done this too. I read in your book, you were either emotionally unavailable or you would intentionally sabotage your relationships and push people away.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I would constantly, I was always looking for validation in other people. I mean, talk about giving away your power. Mm-hmm. I was constantly looking for my self-worth in the eyes of somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And then when you make a mistake and they aren't happy with you again, it totally shatters your self-esteem because it wasn't there within you to begin with.
You've got it. I mean, talk about damaging. It was awful. Mm-hmm. And I just kept doing it. Over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see a way out of this situation. It became a pattern. And my identity, this is one of the key things that I try to teach women. We are not, our identity is not the mistakes we've made in the past. All that old baggage that we carry around like a suitcase, that is not who we are. That does not define who we are as human beings. But that was my identification. That's who I was. Mm-hmm. Because that's all I knew. And I held on to that until I could set myself free from it, until I could understand that the more resistance I put into this, the more I suffered. So once I could say, you know what? Yes, this happened, that happened. This person ended that relationship. Yep, fine. It happened. I'm not making it right or wrong, but it happened. I can let it go. It has no bearing on today. It's meaningless as far as who I am today. Doesn't matter. But that's very hard for women to do until they recognize they need to let go of it. Mm-hmm.
Well, and there's so many, I mean, there's the first step is the realization that you need to let go of it. But then there's all of the practice because we become hardwired. The more times we practice that negative thought or negative emotion, I mean, we've learned from Dr. Joe Dispenza, we talk about neuroplasticity and how our brains become hardwired to have these reactions. So even when we're making the effort and we see the changes we need to make, that it's still a slow process.
It's a process, mm-hmm. and it takes work. And I don't, you know, I don't want anybody to think that there's a quick fix out there because no one's created one yet. But there is a process that can be utilized that is simple but powerful. It's what I discovered when I was going through now the last 23 years of this recovery process and empowerment process. That I was doing certain things all the time, and I started to identify what these things were, and through my meditation, through my prayer and journaling, I got a message that said, all these things that you were doing, they simplify down to 5 steps, and these 5 steps are called faith, and you must teach women to embrace these 5 steps.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about the 5 steps coming up after the break. Thank you so much, Mal. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. And right now we are talking with Mal Duane. She is the author of Alpha Chick, 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. And her website is alphachick.com if you want to check her out online. And also, if you have a question for Mal, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. And we'll be back with more Synchronicity in a moment.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
The 2012 UBC Student Leadership Conference, or SLC, is taking place this Saturday, January 14th. The theme for this year's conference is Breakthrough. The conference will focus on identifying obstacles, then equipping you with the tools and inspiration to break through to achieve your goals. There will be inspirational speakers, workshops on everything from time management to international service learning, involvement opportunities, and a chance to meet student leaders from across the campus. The keynote speakers this year are spoken word artist Sarah Kay, as well as the best-selling author Neil Pasricha, who wrote the Book of Awesome. Check out slc.ubc.ca to see all of the content, enter contests, and to register to attend. Hope to see you there Saturday, January 14th.
Rainy days got you down? Starting in October, Sprouts will be serving up good old-fashioned home-cooked oatmeal just like Mom used to make, every Wednesday morning from 9:30 a.m. Just $2 a bowl and coffee for 75 cents. Sprouts, located in the basement of the sub.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are speaking today with Mal Duane. She is a certified personal life coach with more than 25 years in recovery from alcoholism, and she's overcome devastating life challenges using the steps of the Alpha Chick process. And her personal mission is to help women excel in all areas of their lives, from business to personal relationships, and to attract what they most desire, as she has through a connection to the divine power within. And she's the author of the book Alpha Chick, Five Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. Her website is alphachick.com. Welcome back to the show, Mal.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So I'm looking at the five steps, and I didn't even realize they spelled out faith.
Mm-hmm.
How smart is that? Mm-hmm. So can we go over them?
Absolutely. I want women to know, I want them to understand there's hope. They have the power to make change in their lives. They have to apply themselves. And it's not something that happens, you know, quickly in a few days, but there's a simple process. And if you do these steps, the way that they're laid out, they are very empowering. The first step is F, for focus. And when we talk about focus, what I'm suggesting is that women look within for their guidance, that they listen for that authentic voice that's within them. We all have it. We are born with it, but we're not taught how to access it. And you can find this stillness, this place where this voice will come through to you, through prayer, through meditation, through the journaling. It will come out. And this is the authentic self, the divine self speaking, when you hear this guidance. The second step is A, and it's for acceptance and attitude. And we touched upon this a little bit. We need to accept what happens in our lives. We can't keep resisting the past and pushing and pushing and pushing. If you can accept it, let it go. Release it. Release the chains that have kept you tied to your past. And when you do that, these things that have caused you so much emotional pain, all of a sudden that weight is no longer there. And your attitude about these things starts to change significantly. They no longer have the importance that they once had. The third step is for you to identify your self-sabotaging behaviors. And when you can identify those, then you were able to set an intention for new action steps to take you where you want to go in your life. And the reason why it's an intention is because intentions have soul behind them. They're very powerful. They put out a very strong vibration. A goal is like a wish on paper, but an intention is an extremely powerful commitment to follow through on something. And when you let go of the negative behaviors, you're creating a void where you can now put in positive action steps that are going to help you attract what you want into your life. The fourth step is T for thoughts, and there's been a lot written about positive thinking, but this is a step where we really have to pay attention. You have to monitor what you are thinking about, because what you think about is what you attract into your experience. It is going to manifest itself. And if you can consciously pay attention to your thoughts and really work at keeping those thoughts positive, you know, our mind only holds one thought at a time. So why shouldn't it be a good one, a positive one, one that's going to help us? And the fifth step is H, and that's for healing and helping. And that's where I am now at this stage of my life. I use all the others on a regular basis, but I really identify myself as sitting on that fifth step, and that's kind of the cover of the book. When we're healed, we're at a very different frequency than where we were before. Our body is vibrating at a very different place. We're standing in our light. We're standing in our power. We have such a much higher consciousness now about where we're going and what we're doing and how we feel about ourselves. And now we have self-love and self-worth. To keep all of that and to make it even better, to expand upon it, it's time to start to give it away. Mm-hmm. You have to go and help others. Other women or other people that you know who you can teach this process to as well, and help them find their power, find their voice. And what happens is, it's like the law of circulation. What you give out is what you get back. So that is the five steps which spell faith.
Thank you, Mel. And it's interesting what you say about how once you get to that healing and helping, you need to continue, because it's not just like getting your university degree where you work, 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 then you're done, you've got this piece of paper, and you don't have to keep it up, because you still need to maintain those positive thoughts and giving out that energy and maintaining your vibration.
Yes. And it's so empowering to go and help others.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It really reinforces everything, all the work you've been doing for yourself. When you start to give that away to other people, you even become stronger. Mm. You even become clearer. You have a purpose. Life gets, you develop just incredible clarity and gratitude when you're able to give all of this away.
And it's interesting how actually a couple of these topics based on the five steps have been coming up for me lately. Just on Facebook yesterday, I had posted about there was a photo about when you are feeling unsure to reinforce and help others, because it helps you so much. And it's so this giving back, I mean, it is to help others, but really, you're helping yourself in the process.
Absolutely. Yes. You're helping somebody else, but you're also reinforcing all the positive vibration within yourself. You're strengthening yourself at the same time. And I think that if we can all get to that point of helping, the world's going to be a different place. Women women are inclined to help one another anyways, but if they can do it now with this kind of process to strengthen and find their voice and feel good about themselves, what kind of world will we have where women are walking in their power and they're no longer self-sabotaging themselves and carrying around old emotional hurts that have no bearing on who they are as these divine creatures that they're meant to be.
Hmm. Okay, Mal, well, I have to confess, the station manager just came in, so I wasn't able to hear what you had just said, because there's some people from the Safety Walk program here at UBC who want to come in and make an announcement, so I apologize. I had to pull my headphones away for a second, so can you just fill me in on that last thought you shared?
Well, as women, if we can embrace this process and get to that fifth step of helping and healing, what kind of world will we have where we have women who feel better about themselves, mm-hmm. who are better contributors to society, who no longer self-sabotage their own efforts and are no longer rooted in the past of emotional suffering?
Yes, yes.
And this not only applies to personal relationships, this applies to how we show up in business.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. Well, this process impacts the quality of our lives.
And the Dalai Lama says, when he was in Vancouver at the Peace Summit, he said that the Western woman will save the world. And this is where it starts, with women empowering ourselves and each other.
Yes. Yes.
Yay.
Oh, he's a wise man.
He is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's time for a break now. I'm going to put you on hold, Mal, and we've got some people from the Safe Walk program who are going to come in just a second. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are speaking right now with Mal Duane. She is the author of Alpha Chick, 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. And if you want to check out her website, alphachick.com, she's got some free information there as well, and you can find out more information about the book. And next week, we're going to be talking with Cindy Liu. She's the author of The 4-Man Plan. And it's about dating and relationships and really changing the way women view themselves and how they conduct themselves in relationships. And I think this female empowerment, sometimes it gets a bad rap because women get angry. But that's not what this is about. This is about healing ourselves and healing our hearts so that we are full from within, so that we can give more to the world and make a positive impact in that way. So stay tuned. We're going to have the Safe Walk people in just a moment. This, again, is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we'll be back in a moment.
Because you were born this way, baby.
Pride UBC presents Out Week 2012 from February 6th through the 15th. Out Week promises to bring you the most relevant workshops on human sexuality, cultural events, and a fabulous queer prom banquet on Friday the 10th. Come out and join Pride UBC as they kick off the week with an exciting rainbow flag-raising event Monday, February 6th at noon at the flagpole north of the sub. Check out the full list of events at outweek.prideubc.com.
Born Wesley Williams, Maestro Fresh West is a Canadian rapper born in Toronto on March 31, 1968. Known to some as the godfather of Canadian hip-hop, Maestro owns both the best-selling Canadian hip-hop single and album of all time, each of which were the first to be certified gold, with his track Let Your Backbone Slide and debut album Symphony in Effect.
Let's take a closer listen to Maestro Fresh West's hit single Let Your Backbone Slide.
This jam is amplified, so just glide, glide, and let your backbone slide.
Slide. This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
I love Maestro Fresh West. Yay! Okay, so welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. We've got Mal Duane on hold right now. She's the author of Alpha Chick. But just before we bring her back on the air, it is Safety Day here on campus at the University of British Columbia, and we have some people from the Safe Walk program. Hi, so what's your name?
I'm Chris Comperi.
I'm Ruth Andrews.
Hi, I'm Vidur Khanna.
Hi, welcome.
Hello.
Hi. So we're all members of the safety team at SafeWalk, and we're just announcing today or promoting our program.
It's a free nightly service that runs from 7 to 1 in teams of 2, and we carry umbrellas if you ever need an umbrella in the rain. And you can call us at any time at 604-822-5355 for a walk. And two of us will come out and meet you and walk you wherever you want to go.
Yeah, awesome. So just keep a lookout for our bright red jackets and just call us.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And so this is this just for students or anyone who's visiting campus?
Anyone on campus.
Yeah.
Anyone can call, and it's totally free. And there's always someone in the office to pick up the phone, and we'd be happy to walk you. Some great conversation and good times all around.
Awesome. And I see you have some very pretty yellow whistles there. Are you handing them out today?
Yep, we have cards with information about the safety services on campus, including sub-security, campus security, and we have whistles. So if you need a whistle or any of that information, you can stop by the sub anytime today or tomorrow, actually, and we'll be in our red jackets to hand them out to you and give you more information.
Okay, so you're just going to be floating around the Student Union building, passing stuff out?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so again, the number for SafeWalk?
It's 604-822-5355.
Wonderful. So if you're on campus today, you can head over to the Student Union building and find them in their lovely red jackets. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good day. Okay, so thank you to the people from Safe Walk. And can you leave me one of those whistles? Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to bring Mal Duane back on the air. Again, she is the author of Alpha Chick, 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. Have a good day. Bye. Welcome back to the show, Mal. Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. You know, you brought up a very important point, Marie, and I want to highlight a little bit on this point. This is not about anger becoming an alpha chick. This is not about aggression. This is about becoming an awakened woman, a woman who is the deliberate creator of her own experience. That's my definition of an alpha chick. An alpha also means beginning. And truly, this is a new beginning for women in supporting one another, in helping one another to discover who they truly are, how wonderful they truly are. Hmm. And that's the mission of the book.
I love that. And thank you for taking part in that mission and sharing it. And I know you get so much back from what you give, but you know, you still have to take that first step. And because a lot of people tend to find, I don't have anything left to give right now because I'm so depleted. So what's the first step if there's someone out there who's feeling like, how am I ever going to be able to help anyone? My life is so screwed up. I couldn't possibly even begin to think about helping empower another woman. What's the first step a woman can take?
They need to discover their own guidance, that divine voice that they have that's going to give them, you know, a true sense of direction. The fifth step is the helping. So you need to start at step one. You need to start with some I love the meditation because I think it's very grounding. It's a wonderful cleansing process. You can release so much as far as negative emotion, the negative thinking. You can start to see that chatter that goes on and on and on in our heads. And when you can recognize that you've got that chatter going on and on, then you start to have the ability to change it. Hmm. But if you don't slow down and start to pay attention to what's going on within that mind. Try to get it still. Do some, you know, deep breathing. Get in a comfortable place. Create a spot within your home that becomes like your little sacred space. And connect to that space every day and start to slow it all down so that your own authentic voice starts to come up. And it will. But you have to make room for it. That would be the very first thing that women could do.
Beautiful. Well, Mal, I want to play a little bit of music before we wrap up the show. So I think that your book is amazing, Alpha Chick, 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. Is there anything, I want to talk about the website that you have, but before we talk about that, is there anything that you want to say about the book, Alpha Chick?
Well, starting tomorrow for the next 3 days, we have an amazing telesummit with some of the leading names from the mind-body-spirit field. And the information is on the website. It's free. You can go in all 3 days, listen to some of the best people share on personal transformation. And that all the speakers are listed on the website. Right, if you go to alphachick.com. The telesummit button's right there. There's 2 links on my homepage for it. It's going to be extremely powerful. And if any of your listeners want to go, I highly encourage them to listen to some of these people. It will really be helpful.
Awesome. And then, so what, I'm trying to multitask here. I apologize. I kind of got thrown off by the safety walk people. So tell us about your website, alphachick.com, and what are some of the things that people can get there through that site, in addition to the book?
Well, we have an ongoing blog. We also have on the site, I started posting this year, soul notes. And these are messages that I get during meditation. And I was told that I should now start to share these messages, that they will bring comfort to others. They are amazing, and they are just beautiful, very soothing, comforting, short little lessons and guidance about how things come up in our life and how to deal with them. There's all kinds of information about the book. There's the telesummit. There is a form you can fill out if you'd like to do a 15-minute complimentary coaching session with me. This week and next week's a little crazy, but if you are interested in that, you send me an email, I will respond to you and we will schedule something so that we can connect. So there's lots of resources there as well, regarding some of my favorite 25 books on self-help and other resources, so that there's good information for your listeners.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Mal. It's been such a pleasure reading your book and just such an inspiration to speak with you. I just one of the things that some of us women especially, we do to each other, and you know, we think men are competitive, but women, oh my goodness, we can really be hard on ourselves and hard on each other. And so I just bless and love and appreciate any woman who has chosen to make her path in life, and to realize her path is to help and inspire and empower other women, because we just have so much and so much strength when we stand together.
We do. And one thing I did not mention that I'd like to add is that there is an educational assistance fund, Holly's Gift, which is in memory of my niece Holly. She loved children. She loved education. And so what I hope to do this year with proceeds from the book is to educate 3 women. They will be trained on a skill so that they're able to get employment. I think when women can contribute to their own well-being financially, they become better contributors to society and obviously feel so much better about themselves. So I decided that if we could get women who were interested in learning a skill, a trade, so that they could get employment, would be the best way that we could help women. So it won't be like a four-year college tuition, but it will be teaching them a specific skill, something that they're interested in. We'll research places where we can find that form of education, connect them with that, then we'll follow up to see how they do, and we'll monitor their progress.
Wow. And is that just for people in America, or can Canadians get
anywhere?
Wonderful.
Yep.
Anywhere in the world. Okay, because this show is online, so anyone from all across the planet. AlphaChick.com is where people can find your book and access to the Telesummit and the free coaching session and all of that. And the name of the book is Alpha Chick, 5 Steps from Moving from Pain to Power. Her name is Mal Duane. And Mal, is there anything else you want to add before we say goodbye?
Yes. The book comes out. It's actually the official launch date is Valentine's Day.
Yay.
Next week, February 14th. And the reason why I picked that day, ladies, is because I want you to give yourself a gift of self-love.
Yes. Yes. I love it. When I came in today, we were talking about Valentine's Day and how people get so wrapped up in the expectations around Valentine's Day. If you have a relationship, it has to be perfect. If you don't have a relationship, a lot of people are bitter about it. So regardless of whether you're involved or you're just involved with yourself, give yourself a gift of self-love, whether that's going out and getting Alpha Chick or doing something else that's special and loving for yourself.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you again so much, Mal. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you. And yay, I'm so glad we had this talk. Thank you, thank you.
Marie, thank you. It's been wonderful to be with you today and with your listeners. I'm honored to be a part of your show.
Thank you so much. Well, you take care and good luck with the launch. I hope you sell
a
bazillion copies.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Mal. So again, you can find Mal Duane at alphachick.com, and the book does come out on... Mal, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Where's the best place? Where do you want people to buy the book?
Amazon.com is the best place to go. They have the paperback, and they'll have the Kindle.
Ooh, perfect. Wonderful. Amazon. Okay. Thanks so much, Mal. Have a great day, and happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so just another wonderful hour. I just feel so blessed to be able to do this show every week because I just have the opportunity to speak with such amazing people. And yesterday I was out at Unity, which is a non-denominational church. Many of you probably have heard of Unity. There's one in Vancouver, and the one I was at is the one in White Rock. If you live in South Surrey or White Rock, definitely look up White Rock, Unity of White Rock, because they have Reverend Julie Montague is just awesome, 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 and so inspiring. It's non-denominational. It's based on Christianity, but it's very not, if you're used to like Catholicism and all that, it's far, far different. But yesterday they had a special guest in Mark Stanton Welsh. He is a musician and he works with the youth of Unity, and he also wrote one of the songs that they sing at the end of every service. He was generous enough to give me a couple of his CDs, and I mentioned that I would give out his website, which is musicbymarkwelsh.com. And let me see, I'm going to play a song now to close the show. This is Carry That Load by Mark Stanton Welsh. And please do listen in next week if you want to catch your chance to get free tickets to the wellness show that's coming up February 17th, 18th, and 19th. At the Vancouver Convention Center under the sales. I have one pair of tickets for that. And next week, we're going to be speaking with Cindy Liu about the 4-Man Plan. And this is about creating healthy relationships with men and women. And she's got a whole little mathematical chart that you can follow in her book. So please do tune in just in time for Valentine's Day. So I want to send my love out to you. I'm rambling. Sorry about that. But I want to send my love to you, and I hope that you have a wonderful week, a wonderful day. Namaste.
I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. I ain't gonna, no, no, I ain't gonna, no, no, I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna, no, no, I ain't gonna, no, no, I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna, no, no, I ain't gonna, no, no, I ain't gonna carry that load. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna let go.
Gonna let go.
I'm gonna let go. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go.
Energy and talent, I manifest my dreams. All my cells are in alignment. Time has God created me. I am, I am, I am, I am. I stand here in my power. I am fully realized. I am free of limitations. I am holy, I'm divine, with endless energy and talent. I manifest my dreams. All my cells are in alignment. Time has God created me. I am, I am, I am, I am. I stand here in my power. I am fully realized. I am free of limitations. I am holy, I'm divine, with endless energy and talent. I manifest my dreams. All my cells are in alignment. Time has God created me. I am, I am, I am, I am. I stand here in my power. I am fully
nations. I am holy, undergoing endless energy and talent. I manifest my dreams, all my cells are in alignment. Time has gone creating in me. Cells are in alignment, time has got created. I am. I stand here in my power, I am fully realized. I am free of limitations, I am holy, I'm divine with endless energy and talent. I manifest my dreams, all my cells are in alignment, time has God created me.
Wednesday, February 8th, catch co-headliners Twin Sister and Eleanor Friedberger at the Media Club. Twin Sister is an indie dream pop band on tour to support their latest release, In Heaven. You may recognize the voice of Eleanor Friedberger as the singer from the Fiery Furnaces. For more information, search for Twin Sister and Eleanor Friedberger at the Media Club on Facebook. Advanced tickets are available at Northern Tickets.